Now, why am I going through that list? Well, they're on the legendary living legends list, and one of them, one group, either one person or group, will go on the side of the bus in Derry. Let me speak to Professor Deirdre Heenan, who's a leading academic in the city. Professor Heenan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So who do you reckon will be on the side of the legendary bus, courtesy of TransLink?
Well, those names you've read out are a short list. So people were asked to vote, and a panel were presented with a long list, and we ended up with those six people as a short list. Voting is open until the 23rd of April, and actually two of them will be on buses in Derry and will see themselves going around the Derry routes, and I think that would be fabulous for them. I think the whole point about the campaign is it's designed to honour local heroes who have excelled in their own particular area, and as you said, there's sport and drama and music, but shine the spotlight on Derry, Londonderry, and make people realise that local people have excelled.
Now, I want to check this. Did Phil Coulter write All Kinds of Everything for Dana? I think he did. I think he did.
I think he did. I think he didn't. He write a song for Sandy Shaw as well.
And yeah,
he's responsible for the current Ireland.
Yeah, the Ireland's Call. Ireland's Call. Yes. It is amazing the number of things that he is responsible for, and he's a very modest man, very talented man, of course. But he's continually adding to the culture of this country, and indeed, he's been a pop impresario. Is that the right term for long and many a day? He seems, when you glance at that, like a shoe-in, and then you think, well, Roma Downey, international actress, Neil Hannon, sure, famous singer, Premier League footballer, Martin O'Neill, a legend, absolute legend in sport, and then you get the undertones. Who did the undertones not impact upon, who would be like between 20 and 50? Every one of us enjoyed the under 20 and 60, indeed. Every one of us thought the Undertones were the best band on earth at one point. For one city, it is amazing. And here's the difficult question: how on earth is Dana not in the final shortlist?
Well, she wasn't. I suppose the stipulation was that the individual had to be alive. You'll not be surprised to know that there was a stipulation there'd be no politicians.
Is that what ruled her out in the end, her political involvement?
I think she did have political involvement, but to be honest, she wasn't on the long list, so she may have gone out of people's consciousness in Derry, which is kind of hard to believe, I suppose.
I'm quite sure it's because she did stand to be, she wanted to be Irish president, didn't she? So that disqualified her.
Well, that would disqualify her, yes. And as you say, people like Phil Coulter have had such a long career, you know, spanning over 40 years, that it's only really when you sit down and examine the types of things he's been involved in, you think, wow, and he's still working. Neil Hannon is beloved by many from the Divine Comedy, but also because of his individual work, his songwriting and his involvement in the music industry.
You see, and I have to say on that, I spent my whole life thinking Neil Hannon was from Enniskillen. So, you know, maybe he moved to Derry, maybe they were from Derry. It's just my mind. If I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I would have said Neil Hannon was from the Clogher Valley somewhere on the run down towards Enniskillen. But obviously he's associated with Derry. James
See, if I was your phone a friend, I would be telling you that he was born in Derry.
And did he move because his father was a minister? Is that right? A Presbyterian minister? Gotcha.
His father was Church of Ireland.
Or Church of Ireland.
But certainly was associated with Derry, I think, became the Bishop of Ochre and Clocker. People can now go to their Google and check all these things.
So neither of us are totally, I'm not totally wrong when I associate him with that part of Ulster,
but you are
completely right because he was born in Derry.
But I suppose, you know, the Belfast Legends, TransLink had a previous competition for the Belfast Legends, and the winners there were Rory Best and Jamie Dornan. Well, you might say Rory Best associated with Points Pass, Portadown, Banbridge, but of course he plays his rugby in Ravenhill, and that is where he's become associated with. Jamie Dornan, I think, is actually from Holyrood, County Down, but people felt that he best represented Belfast, so I think we have to have a little bit of latitude here. But it's all about the voting. The voting is open, and what we're encouraging people to do is go on and vote for the person that they feel they would like to see as this bus travels across the city. It would pay tribute to someone and remind people of the importance of local talent. Sometimes, particularly at the moment, I think, when we're all slightly depressed about a lack of a political settlement, we can be quite down about this place and think, oh, it's dreadful and we can't seem to get along. But I think we should take a step back and look at the talent that has been been produced by a very small piece of land when you look at it in a global scale.
I couldn't argue with that at all. And I do see Rory go past sometimes, even this very window, you see the bus occasionally go past, or Jamie Dornan. It's a lovely idea. There's just a feel-good factor with it. And fair play to Translink for introducing it up into Derry as well. Professor Deirdre Heenan, I cannot let you go without, I suppose, making some reference to the fact that you also are a political commentator and we're getting closer to Good Friday. Do you think anything can be sorted out?
Well, I've been listening to the reports, obviously. I am a political anorak, and the politicians themselves seem very pessimistic. People keep using this term, the Good Friday disagreement. So there is very little optimism that we're going to come to some form of agreement by Friday. The question is, what happens next? I think elections have been talked about in a way that kind of had gone off the radar in the last 4 weeks. Sinn Féin are saying that they do want another election. Other political groupings are saying, to what end? We will end up with the same result. And I suppose we have to decide, do we want devolved rule? Are we going to make it work? Are the issues insurmountable? And I think most people would argue that they're not insurmountable. Certainly if you look at an issue like legacy, it's been around for 20 years. People have put forward options for dealing with it. We just seemed to come to an impasse and not implement them. So really, my overall view is, if there's a will, there will be a way. If people really want devolution to happen and don't want to go back to direct rule, then they will find a way of making a partnership government work. And I think what the election proved is most of the general public in Northern Ireland want a devolved government that works, that delivers, that looks at issues around health service, that looks at our education system. And there is no doubt that locally elected politicians are in a better place to do that than an English Tory minister who may come one day a week to make some decision and leave again.
And finally, if there is an election, and it seemed to be a big if, but now it's a slightly smaller if there is an election, will Sinn Féin clean up?
It's very difficult to say because there are so many known unknowns, So, you know, will the general public say, well, actually, I've already voted and I am not going to vote again? Will there be a low turnout? And I think the whole issue would be around turnout. But at the last election, people were talking about a low turnout and turnout went up by 10%. There isn't really a way of gauging this other than people will say anecdotally that they believe that the numbers of people voting would go down because people would say, well, I've already voted. There is also an outrage that another election would cost Northern Ireland upwards to £5 million at a time when our public sector is struggling across the piece, at a time when our youth workers are not sure they're going to have a job. So I think people would say, is this really the best way to spend our money? Why are we doing this?
Thank you for taking the questions, Professor. I'll remind people that if you want to vote in the Foyle Legends, you've got until Sunday the 23rd at midnight, basically. Sunday the 23rd. Who's going to be the legendary people on the legendary Translink bus? Deirdre, lovely speaking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.